Okay, good morning, everybody. So we begin Parak Chaf Beis in the Rambam. And, all of the halachos in the Rambam are beautiful. He doesn't need me to say that. His own handiwork, the formulations, right? One of my life goals is to, see the Kisvei Yad. But Parak Chaf Beis, Halach Aleph, is one of these, magisterial formulations where the Rambam put together the sugya of Lo Segur Mipnei Ish. I'd like to, read his perspective and talk about the Mamuna L'Rabim issue, which comes up at the very end. But this touches, really very much on the core of Din. The sources that the Rambam is working off of are the Bavli, Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, and the Sifrei. As well, shnayim shabalu fanech ladin echad rach veechad kasha shelo tishmas divrayim or mishitishmas divrayim viyata yodel heichan edinota atarashi lomer lahem eni niskak lachem shema yischayev akasha v'nimtza rodeif achar hadayan. Right, rodeif is to be understood literally. If you look at the underlying, sources in Chazal, both the Bavli and the Sifrei, we're talking about people, Davon Oseinu Harabim, we understand very well. Lahavdil, a judge in New Jersey, somebody came with a shotgun for her, ended up shooting her son last year. We just had, Pelosi and, Kavanaugh, had somebody stalking his house, a few years ago with the softball game, Steve Scalise, a representative from Louisiana, shot playing softball January 6th, from every direction, left and the right. There's a normalization, of this kind of violence. You don't like what the judge has to say, so show up at Brett Kavanaugh's, house, or Nancy Pelosi's house. I mean, it's outrageous, but, this is real life, and the Rambam isn't beating any, beating around the bush on that point. Rodeif achar hadayan, and it's amazing. The Lashonos, it's chilling actually. The Lashonos in the Sifrei or Shema, Yaro ges bini, right? Yaro ges bini. So we just had the speaker's husband. We just had a member that mentioned the judge in New Jersey. The judge in New Jersey. Literally the son was killed. I mean, it's unbelievable. So a person for pikuach nefesh is allowed to recuse themselves. Aval mishatishma shdivrayim v'seidol leheichan adinote yatarashe lomar eini nizkak lecham shenam lo sagur mipnei ish shelo tomar yishponi rasha hu shem yaro ges bini shem yadlik es gedishi shem yikatzes es nitiyosai. Right? A person doesn't have the right anymore. And the question, of course, is, pikuach nefesh is docha, as Kol HaTorah Kula. So even if you know what the halacha should be, don't you have the right to save yourself? This isn't a Giloy Arayos. This isn't Shvichos Damim, at least not in the immediate sense. Maybe if you allow this person to get away with whatever they get away with, maybe they'll be emboldened. This doesn't appear to be Avodah Zarah. You're not making a theological, deviation. So what's this all about? And then, if that wasn't enough of a question, so, im haya mamun al rabim chayav li zakik lehem. If he's a mamun al rabim, which the Rambam generally defines to be somebody who's so expert that even, amei haaretz, as it were, recognize the person's, godless. So, im haya mamun al rabim chayav, li zakik lohem. So, that person would have to deal with it. Now, the Radvaz says, because, if he's a mamun al rabim, people are going to stand up for him. Tell that to Pelosi or Brett Kavanaugh or Josh Gottheimer, who the people were, again, they weren't as threatening, but climate change activists were just arrested, at his home. It's outrageous, right? So I'm dubious of the Radvaz. So what I'd like to suggest is that the answer to both questions is really the same. And that is that, this is the Harek Val Yavor. Once you know Leheichan Adinota, because Kamishpat Lelokim Hu means that it's a Chil Hashem. That to not be willing to, express what is ultimately Kamishpat Lelokim Hu, the Ramban writes, Ki Lelokim, Lasos Mishpat Bein Yisurav. In the end, he appointed the Dayanim as Shluchim for that noble endeavor. And if they will be Ma'aves Esadin, they are not achieving his shlichus. Now, the Mamuna L'Rabim, the Harei Ma'altim B'Shlichus, they're degrading his shlichus. The Mamuna L'Rabim is an interesting case because My take on it is that everybody else can say, maybe somebody else will do it, somebody who's better positioned, whatever. At least in principle, you have that right. The Mamuna L'Rabim is fundamentally irreplaceable. Nobody can provide the same level of din. If he's going to back out, a person who begavra is a walking Sefer Torah in that way, so that already is an intolerable Chil Hashem. I don't think it's because, you know, he'll be protected. I don't get any impression from the Rambam that we're so sure the Capitol Police or the Secret Service, you know, are gonna, you know, save Mike Pence, right? That's not the point. The point is that, or Nancy Pelosi. This is Lahav deal. This is about somebody who's a walking Sefer Torah cannot possibly back out. He just can't back out of a din because he is a walking ambassador of Torah, ki amishpat l'elokim hu, of din. And people have to understand that, you know, when a person like that, who's a emunah l'rabim, who's irreplaceable, he occupies a place in the community which is, you know, at the absolute pinnacle of the Torah hierarchy. So when he's going to recuse a case because of personal interest, that is compromising for Torah. And who's going to do it as well as he can do it? You know, Lohiniach Kamoso is also part of the discussion. So Chil Hashem, right, this is Machlokas between the Ramban and the Baal Mor, the Rambam Shita and Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah is indisputable. His point, it's clear that the Rambam relates to Yiharek V'Yav, or all Midin Kiddush and Chil Hashem. It's in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek A. The Perek famously begins with Kol, you know, Beis Yisrael. You know, again, that expression is very important, Kol Beis Yisrael. You know, Chayev Lakadish as Shem Hagadol, you know, Vakadosh Hazav, Vishalol Lachalolo, Shanemar Vinikdash Gibisoch Bene Israel, the Rambam, you know, Yaharik Val Yavor is all in terms of Kiddush and Chil Hashem. And this is a Chil Hashem. It's a Chil Hashem for the Dayan not to stand up for Torah, for what's right. Once he knows Leichan Dinota and Mimun al Rabbim, a priori, it's a Chil Hashem for him not to take the case. Even if he has a very legitimate reason to be concerned, Shema Yaro Gespini, right, he's going to burn my house down, you know, this is real life. It's not a 2022 problem, even though it's terrible today. It's been around for a long time, but the Dayan is a walking Sefer Torah of Emunah L'Rabim, and therefore needs to be dealt with at the level of B'makom Chil Hashem. You know, nothing is going to get in the way of that.